The only debate for Oz and Fetterman. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. U.S. Senate candidates Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz traded barbs in Pennsylvania Tuesday night in a race that may determine which party controls the Senate. Oz talked about one of his goals if elected.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat.
Actually, that was John Fetterman accusing Oz of using his television personality to gain votes. Oz on his goal.
I want to bring civility, balance, all the things that you want to see because you've been telling it to me on the campaign trail. And by doing that, we can bring us together in a way that has not been done of late. Democrats, Republicans talking to each other.
The debate on News Nation, the latest Fox News Power ranking show the race is a toss-up. One day after a gunman killed a teacher and a student at a high school in St. Louis, district officials have questions.
St. Louis Board of Education President Matt Davis said he was angry for two reasons. One, deadly shootings keep happening where kids should be protected.
They were in the safest place that they possibly could be, and yesterday that didn't happen.
The other is it's now become political.
Both sides of an issue trying to score points.
Davis says the focus should be on those who are traumatized. School Superintendent Kelvin Adams says counseling will be available.
Fox's Cornell Scott, the superintendent, says school will be virtual for a while to get the building in position so children will be comfortable again. Los Angeles detectives are investigating whether a recording last year that caught city council members making racist remarks was made legally. Council President Nuri Martinez resigned, while two other council members have resisted widespread calls for their ouster. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York is one of several states where the governor's office is up for grabs in November. Challenger Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin says Democrats have been too soft on crime.
This is our opportunity. 2 weeks from tonight, we can continue with the status quo where they believe they haven't passed enough pro-criminal laws, or we can take control of our destiny and make sure law-abiding New Yorkers are in charge of our streets again.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul fired back, saying it is a joke to talk about a crime policy that fails to mention illegal guns.
When you had the chance as a member of Congress to stand with other Republicans who finally said enough is enough, no more school massacres by teenagers, let's have background checks, let's have safety checks, let's do it smart, you were nowhere to be found, Lee. I mean, that's, people need to know.
The debate on Spectrum TV, New York One. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces are doing secret work at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant just days after Moscow warned Kyiv is preparing to use a dirty bomb. Agricultural losses from Hurricane Ian coming in higher than estimated.
Florida fields, groves, and ranches suffered up to $1.8 billion in damage in a State Department of Agriculture report, and nearly half the damage was to Florida's already declining citrus industry. More than half the state's 375,000 acres of citrus were hit by Category 3 and 4 force winds. Also hard-hit vegetable crops. Ranches sustained almost as much damage as the citrus groves. About 250 animals, mostly dairy cows were killed in the storm, but over 250,000 calves waiting to be shipped to out-of-state feedlots are still in stressful conditions. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Clorox is recalling its scented Pine Sol products over concerns they may contain bacteria, which could cause some serious illnesses for people with compromised immune systems. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.